When I came to the county in 2011, we were spending more on health care than we were on all of our infrastructure development and maintenance. When you have that level of investment and it's growing at 2, 3, sometimes 4 times the rate of your revenues, you know you've got a structural issue to address.
And Marty, why have healthcare costs been going up so dramatically?
People, particularly people in this area, really like to have maximum flexibility in deciding how to spend their healthcare dollars. There is nothing wrong with personal choice as long as it's informed personal choice. And so I think that part of why we saw such dramatic increases in healthcare is that there's always a new drug, there's always new surgery, there's always some wonderful new innovation that's available. Being an educated consumer and knowing whether it is appropriate for you, having your primary care physician be an educated physician who can help advise you, I think are important parts of keeping costs down.
But what if an employee wants to have the choice to, say, go to Denver if they tear their ACL?
Our goal is not going to be to say you can go one place and can't go another. However, I do think it is going to be part of our future process that you have incentives, you know, financial incentives, that if we have developed evidence-based care pathways that we know work and we know bring down the cost for all of us, we will likely say we're going to pay more of this care pathway. If you want to make the choice to go out here, you're likely going to pay more, but you're free to do that.
One thing that I think is really important for everybody to understand is that the evidence-based care pathways we're talking about were not developed by insurance companies or employers. They are developed by physicians. So part of what makes this different, I believe, is the level of physician engagement.
This is the first year of the pilot project, which includes these employers: City of Aspen, Aspen School District, Aspen Skiing Company, Aspen Valley Hospital, and of course Pitkin County. The pilot project is expected to last about 3 years. In this first year, what have employers been doing? Is this the baby steps phase?
Baby steps and research. One of the things that's been very interesting is that the employers have made available aggregated data. So we're not looking at anyone's personal health information. Aggregated data about their employee healthcare utilization and health costs. Out of that, we being the group as a whole, and specifically myself and Dr. Paula Cadison, who's the physician, one of the physician representatives on the board, we were able to look at that information and determine, outside of catastrophic illness or premature babies, both of which are very expensive and often unavoidable, but outside of that, we were able to look at what the real cost drivers are. And we were surprised because for these 5 employers, the biggest cost driver is musculoskeletal issues. So that would be injury, arthritis, back pain, all the things that go with this wonderful environment and community where everybody skis and hikes and is active. This differs from the nationwide profile, where we see a lot more obesity, tobacco use, inactivity as driving cost factors. Those exist here, but it was really fascinating, and it took a good 6 months to really pour through that available information. Another thing that we've done is to pull together area physicians and the employers. This was actually John's idea. He said, let's do Healthcare 101 night. And we did. Representatives from each of the 5 employers really did an in-depth explanation of their existing health benefits. And it was wonderful because a lot of doctors didn't realize employees had assistance counseling available to them, paid for by their employers, and completely anonymous, completely separate from anything that the employers would know about. They were able then to start referring people who maybe thought that they couldn't afford counseling or didn't really understand what employee assistance programs were all about and that they were confidential. They were able to start referring people for issues where counseling was beneficial. That was something that began to happen immediately. Employee assistance plan utilization really rose
Marty, John, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Elise.
Thank you, Elise.